The reason we have to have a call to action is New York State does not focus on its veterans.
Assemblyman Angelo Morinello was in his hometown, Niagara Falls, joined by Castleton-based Assemblyman, fellow Republican, and fellow veteran Jake Ashby. They fielded questions from veterans about a proposed $5.68 million cut to veterans programs in Governor Cuomo's proposed state budget. Programs that would be affected include job training, peer-to-peer programs, legal assistance, and even LGBTQ veteran advocacy. Ashby says that's not right.
$6 million going towards veterans. That's unconscionable. And what happens year after year during the budget process is we see pieces of it cut, or cut completely, and then we have to go in and justify it. Think of that. We have to justify supporting our veterans and their families year after year.
The state faces a projected $6 billion budget deficit in the coming fiscal year, but Morinello says one way to better secure veteran funding in the future is to establish a formal veterans department in state government.
But what we need to do is now focus on the foundation of what we really need in this state. We need an independent department for veterans, and we need to have the game stopped. They can't keep taking the money and then throwing a little bit of money back into it.
There will be several more conferences throughout the state to push their message. They'll appear in Webster Wednesday, then travel to Watertown, Utica, Albany, Hudson Valley, and Long Island. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.